My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLand.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the man, the myth, the god, Mr. Richard Avery.
Ho!
Now, did you notice how I just put the god was a myth?
I know. Exactly. Thank you very much. It's so, all bullshit.
It is all total bullshit.
We know that.
But we don't talk about religion or politics on this fine show.
No, we don't.
You know, this show, and we've discussed it before, this show's been going on far too long.
No, it's gone on a long time, but it feels like really long.
Well, we did our 50th episode
right.
with some chick, what was her name? Phoenix Marie?
Yeah.
I think, something like that. So we had her on for the 50th episode. There was press releases.
Yep.
There was everything.
Right.
Okay. Now, do you know who was the 52nd episode?
That was Electra Blue.
Electra Blue. And do you know why the 52nd episode is important?
Because it was 1 year anniversary.
1 year anniversary.
Yes, and now, you didn't even buy me a cake or anything.
I'm sorry. I didn't get shit.
I know.
The interns failed
and,
on this
And just
one.
So you know, this is going to be episode 58.
Okay, so everybody, we're just jumping around in time. This is Back to the Future, bitches.
Who's today's guest?
Well, today's guest is who should have been number 52. This guest is the one that actually sucked me into this Julieland world and got me a show,
she
essentially.
Made you what you are today.
Today is the host of some show called Ashaholics.
Awesome show.
Miss Ash Hollywood.
I'm allowed to talk now?
Yes, you are.
Motherfucker. No, that's cool. No, just put me in the corner.
Nobody puts the baby in the corner.
No,
so, Ash Hollywood, it has taken over a year for me to drag you in here kicking and screaming to come on my
show.
I feel
like it takes everybody a year to see me again. I'm that elusive little blonde shimmer that you see, and then 12 months later, I pop back up again. At least it's not as frequent as herpes.
Oh.
And on that note,
wash your hands.
Yeah, exactly. This has been More with Mo, and we can wrap this up. So, actually, I haven't seen you on set lately either.
I know.
What's up with this? You don't
apparently
even
your companies don't hire me anymore.
I'm guessing. So, Wicked Pictures. Let's just go with Wicked Pictures needs to hire you.
Wicked does need to hire me again. Oh. I don't know what happened. I guess I stopped sucking dicks for jobs because that's what people do.
Oh.
Sometimes. Occasionally. Not everyone.
Only on Tuesdays.
I thought it was Saturdays.
I don't know.
See, that's what
Maybe
I
Maybe that's why
up,
I'm not
man.
Getting jobs.
That's
Fuck.
Exactly why I'm not getting jobs. I'm not showing up on the dick sucking day.
There you go. So,
I'm just thinking, it's like dick sucking Saturday. Hashtag.
Hashtag.
So, Ash, over a year ago, you were interviewing Alex Chance for your show, and
yeah.
I came along with her and just sat there and watched and was a good person and didn't talk like other people that do on shows. When they're supposed to sit in the room quietly. And so then you said, hey, you want to do an interview with?
You know, truly, as much as I love Alex and those beautiful tits of hers, I had to go through her to get to you.
You used her.
Yes.
The whole goal was really
Stripper rule 101. You need to go through the woman to get to the man.
Exactly. Now, I actually re-listened to this episode about a month ago to listen. And we talked about just general topics. And then we got onto the politics, which was interesting to see that flashback of a year ago of politics, or over a year ago of politics. So after that episode, Richard Avery, for some reason, decided to text me.
Yeah,
Do a show.
Exactly. Because I thought you were funny.
Well, thank you.
That's what I thought, too.
Now, you've been doing your show, Ashaholics, for a while.
Quite a while. Far too long.
Over a year ago.
In a dungeon far, far away.
Yeah. It's been over a year, though.
It has been far over a year.
So, we both have shows now in the Julieland universe. What do you like about doing podcasts?
I love the podcast because I get to show the fans a side of me that they more or less wouldn't really see. They would have to go through B-roll interviews and things that people don't usually go into on porn. And quite honestly, when you're watching me on film, you're not watching... You're watching a real me. You're watching an intimate side of me. You're watching me have sex, but you're not really getting to know me. And my fans, my Ashaholics, as I endearingly call them, get to know me through my show, and they also get to see another side of performers, comedians, anybody that I find interesting that I bring as a guest, and generally what we want to talk about. So I've had a lot of fun speaking into the phallic microphone that is in front of me and giving them that snippet of myself.
I've enjoyed it as well, and it's a lot of fun because...
The phallic item or the talking?
Yes, the phallic item. It's large and black. But no, I've had a lot of fun because, you know, bringing people in, and sometimes it's not the easiest thing to get guests, and sometimes not the easiest thing to get guests to act, and I'm not just blaming you. It's, you know, I mean, people, things come up. I've had days that were completely booked with guests, and three people are able to make it for various reasons. Have you found it hard to get guests?
I find it's somewhat difficult to get guests, although I have this thing called a pussy, and with pussy comes power, yes. And I usually flaunt my cute little vagina to get my way.
But you have to admit, that is the hardest part about podcasting, is getting guests.
No, it truly is, and I do a Vivid Radio show as well, and I just kind of gave up on getting guests, and the problem is... that you're dealing with porn stars. Mm-hmm. Porn stars usually tend to only show up when there's weed, alcohol, or money involved.
Okay. And, I have two of those three.
Right? The weed and the alcohol I can provide. I just can't, you know, consciously send somebody to drive after that.
Exactly.
And so I actually use the power of the pussy and, of course, the genius of Richard Avery. I say, hey... you know, I want to shoot with you for my site, but you have to do a go-see first. In order to do a go-see, you should come to my podcast, and you should meet the mastermind insanity that he is, Richard Avery.
Funny enough, I actually, about a month ago, mentioned that a good way to meet him was to come on and do an episode of my show, so it's like a soft introduction.
Right.
So we'll see if this... I'm not mentioning who it was, but it's a good... It would be a very big guest. So we'll see if she agrees. But yeah.
It's my mom! Ah!
No, my mom called into another show, and funny enough, it would be nice to do call-in at some point in time to get that live aspect of it. And I would have my mother call in because that would just be a tragic, tragic episode. But my first episode, I decided, because it's more with Mo, I decided to take it, you know, because it's not just interviewing porn stars about doing porn. I decided to kind of tell more about myself. So my very first episode was with my ex-wife. Mm-hmm. And she had not... We had not been together at all during porn. I'd been in mainstream. We'd gone to photo school together. So I brought her in so that she could... It was kind of to get know more about me. And that's what I want, is people to come on and talk more about themselves in fun topics. And when porn gets brought up, it gets brought up.
Right. See, I wanted people to get to know me. But with my guests, I didn't want to ask them the same stupid 10 questions. What position do you like? Why'd you get into porn? Because nobody wants to hear those anymore. So truly, with Ashaholics, I was trying to bring out the real person to people because I wanted people to see the real me as well. But I do this on Vivid Radio when I have guests. I like to make the other person come out of their shell, whether it makes them feel uncomfortable or not, because you find that performers, after being interviewed so many times, they have a specific dialogue that they recite, and they will continue to recite it. And you can tell that it's acted.
It's
you
almost
can,
like a scripted.
Yeah, you can tell that it's practiced, and they may or may not mean it, but that answer worked for them, and they stuck with it.
Right.
So I like to ask them questions like, if you could have any superpower, what would it be? What is your spirit animal? You know, things that people aren't generally going to ask you, or porn fans don't even think to ask you because they can't think beyond the fantasy.
Sure. I have a question. What's the, your, both of you, because you both have, what's the best guest you ever had and what's the worst guest you ever had? Now, be honest. Oh. Nobody's going to listen, so you're not going to.
Yeah, exactly. The three listeners to listen to. you, me, and.
Best guest.
I want to say that I have 2.5 listeners, and that half is probably a really awesome midget with a great sense of humor.
Exactly. I have to say my best guest, and I was lucky enough to get her for 3 episodes, but I have to say they were by far the best 3 episodes of the show, was Asa Akira.
Oh, I can see. I love Asa.
We clicked, and it was, the first episode was about her book. The next episode just ended up being about obscenities. We're talking donkey shows, incest with twins. I mean, it went rape fantasies, but it was so much fun. And I had, that was definitely by
Your
far
best
my
guest.
All-time favorite guest. Yeah.
Yours, Ash? Can you think?
My all-time favorite? Man, so many girls, so little time. I've had some really great people on. Nuzzy is hilarious. One of my comedian podcast friends. Sovereign, as far as porn girls, is very well spoken. She's got great opinions. She's always good to have on radio, podcasting, whatever. She has a good voice, and she, unlike most porn girls, she will have a point and she will get to it. I love Phoenix Ascani. Will talk for days, but it's kind of like you take a sharp right turn and you don't know how to get back on the main road sometimes. But they're great speakers for sure. My worst guest, I'm trying to think.
Peter Warren.
Peter Warren. Oh, Peter Warren.
But we have to say it's probably your worst guest.
I love Peter Warren. Actually,
Tiffany Tyler.
Don't bring up that name right now. Bless her little heart. Anyways.
Kendall Carson.
No, Kendall's actually pretty well spoken too. My worst guest is not actually on Ashaholics. I've had wonderful guests on Ashaholics. My worst guest would probably be on Vivid Radio.
And who was?
And I don't actually remember the girl's name. I can hardly see her face. Actually, it was Leighton Benton. And I'm not saying she's an awful guest. I'm saying that when you start talking dirty around her, she gets so in her imagination about what I am saying and what I'm vocalizing that she forgets to conversate back. And her mind goes blank and her pussy gets wet. So she is not very good to have in a dirty talk situation.
Not a multitasker.
Like Vivid Radio. Yeah. Not a multitasker.
Vivid Radio. They're getting some plugs on here.
I know. We love Vivid
You know,
Radio.
We love them.
I just came from there right now.
Exactly. I have no problems with Vivid Radio. They are friends.
So I have to say my worst guess,
Richard Avery.
That was actually...
I'm my own worst guest, honestly.
And that's actually what I was going to say is episode 25, my guest was Maurice. And it was a plugging episode. That's all we did was plug me. And it was a good get to know me, but it was kind of a cop-out that worked. Right. But I have to say I was probably my worst guest. But I do have to say is that when I do my shows, I had... just recently, Dee Severe and Jimmy Broadway. And we did an episode which was about their lifestyle of the bondage and the submission and dominance and all this. And at the same time, then I wanted to give Dee the opportunity to talk about something she really cares about, which was animal rescues. Now, I know for a fact, when it comes down to it, that episode is not going to get as many views. It's not going to get as much attention. Mm-hmm. But I want to give that time to somebody so they can talk about something they're passionate about. That's how you get something out of people. Is this you talk about something they're passionate about, and they love it. They honestly love it.
It didn't get that many views from people, but like 300 dogs listened to it.
It is.
Did you Google translate it into dog?
Exactly.
That's a good idea.
I did a whole blog like that once, didn't I?
No, you did the answers to Baby Frank.
Yeah, well, Lou was interviewed, and I had to type for him because, you know, the lack of thumbs can make it hard to press the space button. Mm-hmm. So Lou reiterated to me the answers to his questions, and I didn't quite understand it all. So in order to type it correctly, I had to use Google Translate from human to dog. And we got it up. It worked. It was good.
It totally worked.
This is the world we live in now. This has gone. Our world has
the
gone.
The universe.
This has gone so
you
far.
You know, we have this thing called a smartphone. And it fits in our pocket and has the wealth of knowledge on it. You can learn anything from the internet. And yet I spend hours looking at cat videos on
and
YouTube.
Isn't it this wealth of knowledge that it possesses? Like the cool part about it, it's all true.
Well, it has
nothing. It's all real.
But I read it on the internet.
Exactly. It's all real.
Well, the iPhone.
It never lies.
The iPhone, they were talking about that the technology that is in the iPhone is more than what it took to land on the moon. We sent people to space and they landed on a moon. The moon, I'm sorry, not a... Well, I guess it is a moon, but the moon was something that's basically the same as our smartphone. There are people who cannot figure out how to make the GPS work on their smartphone, and people went to outer space.
Well, majority of people are stupid.
Yes, and that's why they need the smartphone. So
that's why they need to check out stupidlifecoach.com, brought to you by Julie Land.
Shameless plug.
Shameless plugs. This is left and right shameless plugs.
I know.
So,
So I got another question for the host, since I have the host here. So who would be your ideal guest, living or dead, the ultimate guest, and then what would you want to talk to them about?
I want to get JFK and Marilyn Monroe together just to figure out what really happened. I want them to come clean. I think in this day and age, they really should. You think and it would make for some great publicity.
Yeah. And what would you be more interested in hearing from him or her? Like,
no, I want to hear from them both. What I want to do is interview them separately and then interview them together and see the discrepancies.
That works. So do you think
Marilyn did anal?
I mean,
I really want her
it
to.
Wasn't trendy then, but she had to have. Come on.
I mean, anal's been going on since like the
beginning
of
time. Bitches
gotta
give up the butt. Come on. She's
bitches
got.
And booties, man.
Yeah,
exactly. And you, sir, who's your ultimate?
And I know you're gonna get a little boner over this one, but I have to say honestly, and I was just thinking about this. I was gonna say Jesus.
Okay.
But then I realized no, I don't really give a fuck about that. my guest that I would love to have, and I wish I could have, but he passed away 10 years ago, is actually Richard Avedon.
Good guess.
To aww. Have that, to have him and be able to talk about photography, even for a 20-minute episode,
I know.
I'd be glowing for weeks. You know, it would just be, you know.
Was the best.
And for one of the three people listening that doesn't know who that is.
Google it. You know, it's for real.
He's an amazing photographer.
Yeah. Really? I would want like somebody like Jimi Hendrix or somebody like Freddie Mercury. Like, I'd want to sit down with Freddie Mercury and just talk about anything and everything, whatever was on their mind, like sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
That'd be fun.
I think it'd be like, I would probably, now that I think about it, I'd lean towards some musician that's been dead, like Jim Morrison. Like, what the hell was going on in your head?
That
like,
would be interesting. Jim Morrison would be interesting. Janis Joplin would be interesting.
Yeah. Some crazy person.
Mel Torme.
I want to take all famous musicians and... Actually, just famous couples in general, whether they're alleged, like my couple that I chose, or real. I think that would be great to interview them separately and then together. Kind of like the green card process.
Oh, I was going the dating game.
I was thinking of the newlywed game.
Yeah, you know, newlywed.
The husband's off. We ask a bunch of questions of the wives, and then the husband's come back. And there was also another show. Do you remember a show before your time, probably, called Tattletales?
Yes.
I do recall that. Yeah,
there was another show with couples.
Newlywed Game, I remember. Where is your favorite place to make whoopee? Yeah. It was always whoopee.
And then it's like, in the bum.
Yeah. No, that's not. And
the best question they ever asked on that show was they'd always ask the women, you know, and then the men would come back, but they'd ask the women, the four women, they'd say, so in your neighborhood, which direction does the sun set in? And we all know, we're smart, that it all sets in, always sets in the west. And I swear to God, every time, there'd be some girl, let's see, I'm looking out my window, north. And then the best part is when the husbands come back, and then the woman, they'd say, ask that question, and the husband would be like, oh yeah, it's obvious, west. And then she'd go... He'd go west, and she'd hold up the car, and it'd say north. And you'd look at her like, what the fuck did I marry? Like, oh my God.
No, the better would have been, didn't it marry sets her in for the west. Brains. It sets in the west, but she's going to say the north because she's a dumbass bitch. North. I told you. She's good in bed, though. Yeah. We're making whoopee.
Yeah. Exactly. I know. I never understood that as a kid. It was like, what the hell is whoopee?
Exactly. It's a cushion.
Game shows were great.
Goldberg?
Yeah. Game shows were great back in the day.
Back in the day. Now they're just shit.
They are. Have you ever watched Let's Make a Deal Now? It's horrible.
I know that there's a Japanese game show where a straight man gets blown by a gay man. And if he comes, then I think he loses. But if he doesn't come, if he comes, the gay man wins. If he doesn't come, he wins. But it's just such a really strange Japanese show. No, I swear to you, this is an actual show. A straight man comes in, and they're like, you're going to get a blowjob. And then they realize that it's from a guy. And the guy's all like, I got this. You know, just translate that to Japanese. With a snap, snap, snap. And, exactly. And literally,
sushi,
like,
sushi.
This is what the game show is.
I gotta Google that.
Would you guys
that.
Be able to do that?
No,
I don't think
no,
that
no, no.
I'd
I've
be
had
able to
plenty of offers from gay men to blow me, and
you
I've said no
that.
For years.
I always describe
and
you
I just
as
got,
my gay best
I,
friend,
and I
but
just,
straight.
I just got offered again from my best friend. He, after he gave me a bunch of money, he said, now I get the opportunity. I said, no.
I mean, no, I wouldn't do it, but I would be flattered that they'd want to. Yeah. Hey, can I suck your dick? No, but thank you so much for asking, because it just makes me feel better about myself. Listen, I don't care if it's a dude, a chick, a retarded dude and chick. I don't care. When somebody comes up and goes, "You're hot, you want to fuck?" I'm just flattered. I don't give a fuck. It's like, hey, it's would nice. Grandma, you're 85 years old, but let's roll.
Would you do a tranny?
I don't think so.
Have you done a tranny yet, Ash?
No, I haven't squashed my tranny bug yet. I'm still crawling around in my head.
I have no interest. Yeah. And I've been around a couple
girls.
Whatever we're going with, girls. Actually, it was at AdultCon. I was at an event, and there was this hot Asian girl, hot, up dancing, doing her thing. And I went up, and I immediately thought about Asian Mouth Club. And I went up to her PR person, and she's the one that informed me. And I don't recall her name, and I feel horrible, but she won at XBiz for the best transgender performer or whatever. I can't remember her name, but gorgeous. And I was sitting there going, huh, if she tucked it, am I cool? I mean, she's hot. She's totally hot. And
the wonders of plastic surgery and makeup.
See, well, the thing for me is not that I don't find transsexuals attractive. I do. But when you're a woman trying to pick up a girl of that sort, it's very hard to find one that's passable, one that has a cock that works all the time, and a cock that is also attracted to women,
right,
while this girl is trying to be, you know, a woman. And it's pretty much a unicorn. It's really hard for me to find those
because they're taking lots of estrogen anyway, so that makes their cock useless ultimately.
Exactly. And emotional bitches.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's like, do you ever hear about the story years ago? And you can Google, look it up. There's this guy, this professional gambler, who bet his friends that some bet, and if he lost the bet, he had to get a boob job.
Oh, remember this guy.
And it was an article in Esquire, and he got a boob job. He ended up losing the bet, and he got a boob job. Had to keep the boobs on him for like a year.
Yep.
And he talked about how it helped him score. Chicks loved it.
And he kept them.
Yeah, and he kept them. Yeah. And he shaved his chest so it was all smooth. Yeah. And he kept.
I can't even imagine fake boobs with stubble on them.
Well, you want to see real boobs with stubble? I got them right here, baby. I'm sporting an A cup.
Possibly. Speaking of man boobs, can we talk about the new episode of Family Guy with the Simpsons mashup?
I didn't see it yet.
What?
I know.
I saw the commercial. I don't watch those shows.
Maybe by the time this airs tomorrow, I'll have seen it.
Was this good? I guess we'll have to come back and talk about it. It was fair, let's say. It wasn't...
I heard there were some complaints.
Well, the thing is that I don't really like The Simpsons anymore.
Oh, okay.
I liked The Simpsons when it first aired. I thought it was a, you know, great creative show. And then, like all shows, you just kind of run out of
shit. Well, after 150 episodes.
Were you even born when that show came on?
Yes.
On Tracy Ullman's show? That's when I watched it, The Simpsons.
No, I mean, I wasn't allowed.
I've been watching The Simpsons since I was like a fucking tyke.
Yeah, no, I mean, when it came out, I believe it was 88, 89, somewhere in that range. All I know maybe was earlier. Tracy,
all
I
know right was when I was born.
Yeah, exactly. Yourself. So anyhow, when I watched it, actually, I wasn't allowed. Like, my parents didn't want us watching the show because it was so, you know, it was disrespectful, the characters and, you know, how he treated his parents. And it was rude. And you didn't watch that. It's just like what South Park was when everybody didn't want their kids watching South Park.
But that's the hilarious part about this episode, right? So they think that, you know, Homer's crude, Bart's a little punk shit, all of that. But when you see Family Guy's family next to the Simpsons family, Stewie is more fucked up than Bart. Bart's like, whoa, man, I can't handle you. Yeah. You're crazy and what you do is not right. Meg and Lisa team up. And Lisa's very positive. She's like, hey, you know, everybody's good at something. Let's figure out what you're good at. Meg's like, no, I suck at life, you know, like Meg does. And turns out Meg is actually more talented at something than Lisa is.
Oh.
And then Peter and Homer obviously team up. And I can't remember. Oh, there's an awesome fight sequence between them. But the episode's just really interesting to see how there are very similar characters in The Simpsons, but how their personalities are very different, because I feel Family Guy is a little bit more modern and able to be a little bit more harsh than The Simpsons ever was on TV. You know, Family Guy gets away with a lot.
Well, they all have their different personalities, but I have to say, like, it would be really cool if they did an episode with, like, The Simpsons go hang out with the Flintstones.
Well, there's a lot of mashups in this episode, let's just say.
Okay. Like, I want to see them hanging out with Barney Rubble and Fred Flintstone and Bam Bam.
This was she gave an interesting review of a show without really giving too much away.
Yeah.
So we needed animated reviews by Hollywood.
Cartoon reviews.
So
I was watching an episode of, Johnny Quest, and it was really good. Let me review it for you. That'd be really good.
There you go. I do have to ask one last question.
Shoot.
Before, and I don't believe this question has actually been asked on More with Mo. Ash Hollywood, what is your favorite sex position?
Fucking hate you. On my back all by myself?
Oh.
I'm just kidding. No, I don't really have one. It goes partner to partner, and that's not an important question on the show or an important question at all. So.
That's none of your business.
You know what I hear right there? Judgmental bitch. Ash Hollywood, because you have way more fans than I do. They're probably listening just for you, but why don't you tell them
they're not gonna. She's not gonna retweet this shit.
Oh bullshit!
Oh, I'll retweet. I'll retweet the shit out of this shit.
Exactly. Where can your fans find you?
You can find me on the pages of ashgirl.com or on Twitter at ashhollywood. You can also listen to me on vividradio.com and SiriusXM 791.
Wow! Any other social media out there?
There's a bunch of them. Just go to my website.
Instagram.
And find them.
MySpace.
Twitter.
Hollywood Censored is my Instagram. MySpace. I haven't checked that in years. It's full of cobwebs and dried cum. And
LinkedIn.
I have Tumblr and Google Plus.
FetLife?
No. I'm all over the place.
Well, there you go. All they have to do is Google you. Well, my name is Mo Reese. You've been listening to More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people choose to call me. Check out my blog, theaveragemo.com. You can see all sorts of photos, videos, random writings by me, and you can listen to this show. Thanks for listening.